Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
You know, one of your life heroes who is also one of my life heroes is a guy named Coach John Wooden. Phenomenal, incredible person.
He's still sharp as a tack. And young character is the very essence of his life.
Good things don't come easy and should not come easy. But you must not give up.
I'm Jim Burns. One of the most valuable gifts you can give your children is to equip them with the character to make right and wise decisions. Now, it's not easy building character into the lives of your kids, but once you do, you'll discover that the benefits of doing so are more than worth the effort. Today on Homeward, I want to talk to you about some practical tips for building character in your children. My guest on the program is Pat Williams. He's the Senior Vice President for the Orlando Magic basketball team in the NBA, and he's also the father of 19 children. 19, you heard me right. During one season of his life, Pat and his wife had 14 teenagers living under the same roof. So as you can imagine, he has lots of experience in the area of building character in kids, and I would imagine in his life and his wife's life as well. Well, you don't want to miss this very important edition of Homeward. Always great to have Pat Williams with us, so keep it right here.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. You know, we're going to talk about a subject today that may be one of the most important subjects we can deal with our kids. Parents play a major role in instilling character in their kids. I can't think of a more perfect person to be with me than Pat Williams. We're going to talk about how to build character in your kids. Pat is the Senior Executive Vice President of the Orlando Magic basketball team. Great to have you with us, Pat.
Thanks, Jim. Always good to see you. Good to be in Orlando with you, and I'm glad you're having a good time.
Yes, we're here in Orlando, and that's your home. You live here in Orlando with your wife, Ruth. You have raised 19 children, and of course, that must be brought up to you every time. When I mention this to others, they kind of say, well, how's he still standing?
Well, that's a good question. 14 of those children have been adopted, mm-hmm. Jim. They came over a 10-year period from 1983 to 1993, yeah. Four different foreign countries. They are all adults now, in theory.
Right.
The oldest is 36. The youngest is 22. They're all out of the house. Seven grandchildren have arrived, and those numbers could get scary at some point.
Let's hope that the Orlando Magic has some good seasons ahead if you've got to do all these Christmas gifts for those grandkids. You've written a great book called Souls of Steel. Every book that you write is a good book. I appreciate them so much. How to build character in ourselves and in our kids. I think it's important for us to understand that. I loved that it says in ourselves as well as our kids, and I appreciate that comment. Now, I want to take you back to summer after your eighth grade year. Your grandma told you something that you said that you have never forgotten. You were the youngest kid to make a Sandlot baseball team. What did she say to you?
That wasn't. In those days, Jim, there was no Little League baseball, right. No T-ball, and I love baseball, and I was just desperate for a place to play. And finally, after the eighth grade, and my children played more ball games by the time they were 8 years old than I did by what time I was 18, but there's a semi-pro team, and I get to play for the Defiance AC. And we're heading down to the first game, second in DuPont. Didn't even have uniforms on, I guess, a pair of khaki pants and a T-shirt, and I'm in the car, my first organized non-school team, and my grandmother's in the front seat and says something about, this is going to be good, and I hope you enjoy it. And then I said in the back seat, if it doesn't work out, I can always quit. And we hadn't even started the season yet, and I don't know why I said it, but I did. And she wheeled around on me and said, no, you can't, and just went right down my throat. You know, that I wasn't going to quit. And so that story has remained with me. And I think so much of life, Jim, is just hanging in there and battling and not quitting. And it's all biblical, of course, but it's a part of character. So I tell that story and then go on and tell hundreds of other stories throughout the course of this book, just trying to get across the point that character has to be taught. That we do not come into the world with character. We always are bent the wrong way. We're going to go the wrong anti-character way. It's just the way we are. So you've got to teach it.
You know, it's interesting when you say that, because along with character, it's perseverance. And one of the things that I read in your book that you said was, you know, many times with the Orlando Magic, as it was forming in 1986 and whatnot, there were times when you kind of did want to quit, but the value of perseverance
not quitting, really has helped you in your business as well as with your children.
I run marathons, Jim. I've done 49 of them at this point in the last 13 years, and people ask all the time why, and because they're not fun, and other than getting the medal and the start. Right. The start's right. Wonderful, and the finish is a relief, and the shower afterwards and the clam chowder in Boston is wonderful afterwards, but hard stuff. And people ask me why, and I simply say three or four times a year I get to practice not quitting. Because in the course of that marathon, I mean, all you want to do is quit, and your head's talking to your body, and your body's talking to your head. But that's the story of life, Jim. And I want to write a book someday called In It for the Long Run. Mm. You know, the life lessons that you learn out on the marathon trail. And because life is a marathon, and so much of it is just hanging in through the tough times and not quitting.
That's something we have to teach our kids, because our kids today are looking for quick fixes. They live in a culture that's such quick fix, and somehow we have to teach them that you're in it for the long haul, and there may be a season that's not so good, but there's another season out there.
That's true, Jim. People ask about the title of this book, Souls of Steel. Yeah. I'm convinced that at the very center of our being is our soul, and I think character emanates from there. Yeah. And in a world out there where kids are running into all sorts of temptations and problems and successes as well, if their souls are not armor-plated with this issue of character, I mean, not it's got to be riveted down. Right. And that starts at the earliest of age when they come out of the womb. And we've got to armor-plate those souls so they can really deal with the stuff that lies ahead for them. And so much of it is just not quitting through the tough times.
Isn't that interesting? You know, one of your life heroes, who is also one of my life heroes, is a guy named Coach John Wooden. Mm. Phenomenal, incredible person. You and I, off the air, could talk all kinds of hours probably about him. But he once told you that what he thought was the secret to winning in sports and in life was character. And that's who he went after when he was having these incredible basketball successes at University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA. He was looking for people of character.
Yeah, and remains that way. Coach will be 98 in October, Jim. He's still hanging in there. He's still sharp as a tack. I wrote a book 2 years ago called How to Be Like Coach Wooden, and he let me into his life for about 4.5 years to do all the research. I talked to over 800 people in his life, from players to family to great-grandchildren, just to track down and learn everything I could about Coach Wooden. And Yale character is the very essence of his life. He learned it from his family. His dad was an incredible teacher, Joshua Wooden, a farmer in Martinsville, Indiana, who instilled in his sons this whole issue of character. And Coach, to this day, has never forgotten those lessons. He talks about his father as a 97-year-old man. He talks about his father all the time, which brings us to a key point in this book, Jim. I interviewed close to 700 people across America to learn how they learned character and who taught them. And over and over and over, I got the same answer. My dad. My father was the key guy.
What do you do in a situation where, you know, when 50% of children have dads who will not live in their home by the time they're 18? So we got a problem on our hands, because a lot of kids don't have that dad figure.
Yeah, we're living in a crisis situation, I think, Jim. The National Father Initiative reports that there will be 20 million children who will go to bed tonight in America without a dad in the house. And 40% of them have not seen their biological dad in the last 12 months. And those numbers are going up, unfortunately. And so we've got to really understand and deal with this. So let me just say a word to single mothers today, Jim, who I think are America's true heroes.
I do too.
They signed up not for this duty. They did not sign up for this assignment, but they've got it, and so they got to wear both hats. I encourage those women to find some men in their life, whether it's a dad or an uncle, somebody that's trustworthy, a youth coach, a youth pastor, somebody, Boys and Girls Club director, somebody that they can turn to with a male influence, because kids do need the yin and yang of a mom and a dad, a male and a female in their life. And so I think they've got to aggressively go out and seek those kind of people to build value into the children. I speak every summer, Jim, at the 33rd Street Prison here in Orlando. 2 years ago, there were 60 young men that I addressed under 18. The chaplain Fleeks, after I finished speaking, did a Q&A with these prisoners, which was unbelievable as I listened. And the first question, he says, how many of you guys grew up without your dad in the house? And 57 of the 60 hands went up, Jim. So I thought, boy, that's a biggie right there. So, Dad, I'm just simply saying, as you're listening today, you're the key guy in your children's life. And it's no slight of mothers, but you're the key guy.
Exactly. And get involved. And at the same time, for these single moms, one of the things they've got to do is find, as you said, somebody else to help them through this process. And it's amazing how a youth pastor or a coach or somebody can really come along them. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Pat Williams with us. We're talking about how to build character in your kids. Can't think of a more important subject. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Burns.
And today on the Homeward Broadcast, you're listening to Jim's conversation with Pat Williams, and we're talking about how to build character in your kids. Pat has written so many different books on this topic, and he's got so much to say to it. Of course, being the father of 19 children, he knows a thing or two about building character in kids. He's written a great book on this topic called Souls of Steel, and it's a book that Dr. Jim Burns highly recommends. If you want to learn more about Pat's ministry, patwilliamsmotivate.com is his website, and you can also just go to homeward.com. We have a link to his website there as well, and any of the recommended resources that you hear on the program, you'll find those recommendations at homeward.com. Homeward.com is where we are housing this program today, and as we continue on, remember that you can stream audio with us there without further cost or obligation. And now, once again, part two of today's conversation. Here's Jim. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Pat Williams with us, How to Build Character in Your Kids. He's written a great book. Roger's talked about it, Souls of Steel, How to Build Character in Ourselves and in Our Kids. Senior Vice President of the Orlando Magic Basketball Club, author of 35 books, nationally known and sought-after speaker, incredible speaker, lives in Orlando, Florida, actually where we are here. We've brought our studio to Orlando. He and his wife live here in Orlando, along with 19 children who all don't live in Orlando anymore, but 19 children, most of them adopted, into the incredible Williams family. What a privilege to have him with us today. Pat, you say that we are becoming a culture of cheaters. Why do you think that is?
Quick fix. Want it now. Jerry Jenkins, the author, his dad was a police officer, director in Michigan, and Jerry once told me that every person that ever got in trouble with the law, Officer Jenkins thought it was the SFN theory. And I said, Jerry, what's the SFN theory? And he said, something for nothing.
Interesting.
So they wanted the car and didn't want to work for it. Right. Or they wanted the drugs and they didn't want to work for it. They wanted the money in the house, so they broke it and took it. You know, something for nothing. Everybody in prison is in there for that reason, according to Officer Jenkins. So I think that to do that, you've got to cheat, and you got to lie, and you got to do illegal things. And you get away with it for a while, and you begin to think, this is a pretty good gig. Pretty good riff we got going here. But at the end of the day, Jim, we've got to deal with these two issues, two keywords, honesty and integrity. Coach Wooden makes an interesting point. He said, in talking about character, he said, when we think of character, we think of honesty only. But Coach Wooden says, you can be honest and lazy. You can be honest and undisciplined. You can be honest and a lot of things. And Coach then says, honesty is a part of character, but it's not all of it. The key word we're talking about here is integrity. That means there's a consistency to your life. Your walk and your talk match. And we've got to teach all of those principles, Jim. And we've got a generation growing up, and I'm seeing this, kind of the anything goes approach. You know, there's nothing absolute. There's nothing really carved in granite. You know, you just kind of deal with each situation as it comes. There are no real values here. We've got a generation that is living that to a large degree. We got to get it turned around.
How do parents instill integrity in their children?
Well, I think it starts right from the get-go. First of all, you got to live it. Ken Whitten is Tony Dungy's pastor over here in Tampa. About a month or so ago, I did a program, and Ken was there, and we talked about Coach Dungy, and here's what Ken said. He said, the tongue in Tony Dungy's mouth is always pointed in the same direction as the tongue in his shoes.
Wow.
And I thought, boy, that's good. That's good. And doing that Coach Wooden book, one of his former student managers said, here's the deal with Coach Wooden. The John Wooden at practice was the same John Wooden in the locker room. The John Wooden in the locker room was the same John Wooden on the campus. The John Wooden on the campus was the same John Wooden at home. That means that your walk and your talk are lined up. There's a completeness. There are no inconsistencies. Yeah. I think, Jim, it's got to be seen by our children. We've got to model it for them. That's why the subtitle of this book is so important. And then we've got to understand that we're more than mothers and fathers and grandparents and coaches and teachers and pastors. We are investors, you know, in the life of these children. We are teaching every day. We are teachers more than anything.
Yeah.
Right. And we're investing in their life, and we will be doing that. Jim, I'm doing more parenting now with adult children than when they were younger.
Right. Right. Isn't that interesting? I thought it was going to get easier. I'm not sure.
No. It's shocking me. I thought it would, but I'm more, because the stakes are higher.
Right.
Kids' careers, their children that they're now raising. We're doing more parenting and teaching and developing now than when they were kids. It's amazing, and I never saw that coming.
No, isn't that interesting? And yet it is. It does so often center around integrity, character. You know, the Bible says that the man or woman of integrity walks securely. And I'm convinced that their kids are going to walk securely if, you know, moms and dads will be people of integrity. Integrity doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. And even, as you mentioned, honest, it means we have to be authentic and we have to be pushing to do it right. And I appreciate so much you saying that. Listen, I want to ask you another thing. You're big on the importance of instilling strong work ethic in kids. You think that's important for character. Talk about that.
Well, here's a quick little footnote. I was up in Chicago a couple of months ago at Moody Bible Institute and sitting in the office of the president, and we were just talking about what's going on the campus and the students there, and I asked him about his students. And obviously, these are sharp Christian kids, Jim, sure. the cream of the crop. I said, is there a common thread you see with these kids these days? And he said, sense of entitlement. And I had lunch the other day, Jim, with our season ticket director, you know, a young lady who's in a leadership position, and she's training now young people who aren't a whole lot younger than she is.
Right.
I said, what do you see with them? She said, sense of entitlement. They all think it's due them. You know, they all think that they want to be the president or the owner or the GM, you know, and not pay their due. The entitlement. So this is prevailing. I mean, this is really prevailing, and we've got to teach our kids from the get-go. And I'm big on this, Jim. It starts from they come out of the womb that you got to carry your load.
Yeah. So you're talking about chores early on.
Chores early on, room neat, getting a job. And, Jim, here's another one. At 18, they leave the house. That lesson needs to be taught when they're like 3 years old all the way through. You don't spring it on them their senior year in high school. But they know growing up that at 18, they're leaving. And they're going in one of three directions only: college, the military, the workforce. There's not an option of hanging at home playing video games and living off mom and dad. Now, we help our kids get through college, but the end of the day, Jim, here's a crisis. Dwight Bain, the counselor here in town, he said the number one crisis counseling that he's dealing with are adult children who won't leave home. He said in this country, he said there are 13 million of them. Living at home, most of them male. That's the entire population of the state of Florida. He said it's his number one counseling problem. So we've got to deal with that. And I mean, I wish I could say to parents who've got adult children, you know, it's a little harder. I'm saying to parents with young kids, start from the get-go.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And it's not a kid problem. That's the parent problem.
Jim, I think, and I've wondered, how did this happen? Here's what I think. We all want our children to have better lives than we had. And in many cases, we've allowed that. We've done that. My kids had a far better life than I did. And I had a better life than my parents did. We want that. But I think in the process, we may have overdone it.
Yeah.
And we may have done our kids a disservice.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? It's a generational issue.
Yeah. I think we may have harmed them, Jim.
Now, we don't have much time left, and we'll come back again. But I want to talk about building character and spirituality. How do you bring the spirituality into the relationship as you're trying to build character in your kids?
Jim, here's what I've learned. They need to hear mom and dad praying. They need to have Bible stories read to them. They need to have the Bible taught to them from the time they're very young. And when they're very young, Jim, they love it. They'll absorb that. My kids to this day, who are adults, they can tell you all about the Bible stories they had and what was taught into their life. You're investing those spiritual values. And you drag them out of bed in the morning. You do. And you take them to Sunday school and you take them to church. You do. Now, here's what I've learned. The Southern Baptist Convention's done some real studies on this. From when they leave at 18, up to 93%, Jim, drop out of the church. Whew. And I don't think they become agnostic or atheists, you know, but, you know, when they're out on their own, you know what I've learned? On Sunday morning, the pillow generally wins out over the pew. And with nobody to pull them out of bed and get them there at 18, 19, 20, you know, the pillow wins out. And it's not like they've become heathens, but, you know, other things take over. Now, the good news, a large percent of them come back after they have children of their own. And the main thing I've learned, Jim, is not to panic and not drive your kids nuts with spiritual stuff. But, you know, I keep slipping them stuff, and I send them articles, and I send them tracts, and not all our kids are walking with the Lord. I wish I could tell you that all 19 of them are just in stride with Jesus and just... But we pray for them, and we witness to them, and we encourage them to come back and take them to church with us. And you know, one thing that we're doing, Jim, we take the grandchildren to church. We got 7 of them under 3. We got them all going to church. Now, the parents aren't going to a large. Some of them are, but they're happy for us to do it.
Sure.
So I think grandparents, to a large degree, may be the spiritual tutors here in many ways. Just do what you have to do.
No, that's exactly right. Do what you have to do, but build character in your kids. Thanks so much. Got to come back right now so we can keep talking.
Great to talk to you, Jim.
And that concludes part one of Dr. Jim Burns' 2-part conversation with Pat Williams here on the Homeward Broadcast. Always good to have Pat as a part of the broadcasting team here, the vice president of the Orlando Magic, who are watching the fact that the Miami Heat, in-state rivals, won the NBA championship this year. You can bet that Pat's going to have Orlando back and running and in much better form in the 2012-2013 season in the NBA. But Pat is a great man of character. He's written a great book called Souls of Steel, as we've been talking about how to build character in your kids. And remember that this book is one that Jim recommends. When you go to homeward.com, you're going to find that recommendation. You'll find a lot of other things too, Jim. We recently revamped our website, updated it quite a lot, and people have always loved our website, but now there are even more reasons to like the 2.0 version of homeward.com.
I'm impressed. You know, I wasn't through the whole process of almost taking a year to get things going. They kept talking about wanting to be the Google for parenting and family, and where people can type in something and they'd get free answers and questions and tip sheets and even the audio of past radio shows that they could hear. So we can get people like Pat here on something else, on spiritual mentors, and they type in mentor and they'd get obviously an incredible amount of stuff. Anyway, it's thrilling. I'm pumped about this website right now. I'm telling you, I keep going to it and I'm learning things about Homeward. So
it's nice to have a website we can be proud of, that's for sure.
And I was proud of the one before.
That's right.
Had no
even
idea.
More proud. Right.
Absolutely.
That we could be even better. Well, Jim, you know, sometimes we as parents, we really do our best, but then one of our kids wanders into kind of a time when they're rebelling. There's a healthy way for kids to rebel, and sometimes the rebellion isn't quite so healthy. Take the final moments of our time together and give us a word of encouragement, especially to that parent who might have a son or a daughter right now who the rebelling isn't going so well.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know what? Rebelling just doesn't go well, period. Yeah. I mean, I didn't expect or want my kids to rebel, and all 3 of them have rebelled.
Sure.
Now, it's a matter of how they rebel, because really, remember this as a parent. Your kids are supposed to rebel. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to rebel away from you. They're going to disown at times your faith. They're going to disown how you dress, and they want to dress a different way. They're going to disown what you think are priorities and values. And so here's the word. The word is perseverance. And you've got to hang in there with them. In fact, it's not just one word. It's 3 words. You ready? Don't give up. Don't give up on your kids. Or here's another 3 words. Hang in there. You know, either way, I think tenacity is the key in this situation. And again, I'm not saying that you don't deal with the issues, you don't handle them, and sometimes you need to get counsel, and sometimes you need to get a third party, and you know, all these other things. But kids are going to go through a rebellion stage. Let's hope it's a mild rebellion. But stay in there. It really is the time to persevere and hang in there. Now, own your own part of the problem as well if there's some conflict in the relationship. And deal with your problem first before you deal with your kid. And then aim at restoring rather than just resolving. I find that a lot of times I want to resolve the problem.
Right.
But really what I need to do is restore the relationship, restore the trust on both parts. And then it's going to come along a lot better in terms of persevering, as well as some of the conflict stuff that's going on.
It's great advice, Jim, and it's a good way for us to conclude today's edition of the Homeward Broadcast. Before we do leave the air today, a couple of things to remind our listening audience about. First of all, we stream audio at homeward.com, so if you missed any part of this program, you can go to our online resource center, access the archives, and you can listen to it again. Or if you want to make sure you don't miss any programs, you can podcast along with us through iTunes, and we've got that all linked to you at homeward.com once again. If you go to homeward.com and hit the podcast button, it'll take you right to our site on iTunes, and then you can just kind of follow the prompts and set up your free subscription. The Good Advice Parent Newsletter, you can subscribe to that at homeward.com. Comes your way each and every month. Some powerful articles on how you can improve your parenting skills. And then not only that, but our daily online devotional. We call it our evotional, a nugget of encouragement from God's Word, a scripture verse. It's a very easy devotion to do. You can do it in about a minute every single day. Tens of thousands of people do so each and every day. And you can start that free subscription. Did you notice all the free things we're talking about? They're all available to you at homeward.com.
Well, be sure to join me again next time when I'll continue my discussion with Pat Williams, Vice President of the Orlando Magic, on how to build character in your kids. It's going to be a great conversation. Till then, I'm Jim Burns. Thanks for tuning in today to Homeward.
Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.